Dr. Ginny in with us. Good morning, Dr. Ginny. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you, Mark.
Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for being with us. And over the last couple of weeks, as we've been chatting to different members of the Jasmine team, it's all about palliative care. We've discussed about some of the different sort of methods of palliative care that Jasmine do, right from inception of maybe illness all the way through maybe to end of life care. There's lots of different facets to palliative care, and we've been talking about some of those. Now, obviously, as a doctor within Jasmine, your sort of experience with palliative care sort of goes to that next level where you're actually caring for people. What would you say is probably one of the biggest misconceptions about palliative care here in Cayman?
I think people don't understand what diseases palliative care can be used for. So a lot of people think it's only for cancer, for example.
That's true. Yeah, I think that's perfectly true.
And you know, that's true not just Cayman, but globally, and even amongst the medical fraternity and medical community. But in fact, palliative care can look after people from diagnosis of a chronic illness like Parkinson's, kidney disease, heart disease, Alzheimer's, any neurological disease like motor neuron disease, just basically any disease that is chronic or maybe is not curable, palliative care can address. And these diseases may have a long trajectory. People may not be with us forever. They may get better and recover. We may just help them through, for example, someone who's got cancer may just need help for symptoms during chemotherapy. But actually they're curing their cancer and they continue and they get well and we discharge them from our care, which is always our happiest moment.
Yeah, of course.
But people think it's always, you know, just end of life or very near the end of life. And unfortunately, people don't get referred early enough.
Right.
So we feel we miss out on a huge chunk of time when we could have been helping families and that patient to deal with a chronic or life-limiting illness, which is a very scary thing for people and families to go through. And of course, if they're only seeing their individual medical practitioner, that doctor only has a certain amount of time.
Of course, yeah. You get 20 minutes, don't you? And if you're lucky, that's your lot.
Yeah.
Would you say that one of the problems things people don't do generally is if they have something, you know, they see a lump on their arm or they, you know, see something wrong or they feel something is wrong, do a lot of people still, you know, just go, it'll be all right, I'm not going to worry about it? Do they not follow up and go and see someone to get that checked?
You know, denial's not just a river in Africa.
It's
alive and well all over the world.
Yeah.
And I think it's just people get afraid, and when they get afraid, they sort of ignore it or put their head in the sand.
The ostrich effect.
The ostrich effect, yes, exactly. The trouble is the ostrich effect can be a dangerous thing.
Of course.
And any disease is far better cured or treated if it's caught in its early stages. So if you catch breast cancer when it's just a tiny little lump versus when it's gone to your lymph nodes, it's an entirely different scenario. I don't think any medical professional will mind somebody, even if you think it's nothing, coming in and reassuring and not ignoring something, especially over several months, that's getting bigger or changing or giving you extra symptoms. Those are all red flags, warning signs, and really people should take those signs seriously.
Especially here in Cayman as well, especially, you know, one of the things we're always told to make sure we do here in Cayman that relates to where we live is obviously, you know, with our sun creams and skin, we have to look after our skin. And I think, you know, you could walk around Cayman and speak to 20 people very easily that have all had little bits cut out off their skin because if, you know, they're not sure about it and they go and get it checked out. But again, they made that move. And in fact, Tim from Z had a little piece on his skin that he wasn't sure about. He went and got it checked out. And the doctor said, oh yeah, we'll just send that off for a biopsy, get it checked, and we'll just remove that to make sure. That sort of preventative measure before it goes too far and ends up in sort of full-time care is obviously the best policy.
Definitely. I mean, stitch in time saves nine, all those good cliches.
All those good cliches, yeah.
But, yeah, and as far as healthcare is concerned, you know, that is a really important tenet of preventative healthcare because, you know, things always start little, but they have a...
They soon get bigger,
They soon get bigger. And for example, some diseases have a very long time lead-in. So, for example, colon polyps can actually take 8, 9, 10 years to become cancerous.
Wow.
So you have a big window in which you can intervene. Most cancers don't just come overnight. They've actually been growing for a while.
For some time, yeah. Do you find a lot of people don't go and get sort of regularly checked? If it's ladies across Ireland, do they not go and get their mammograms? Do they? How is the sort of general community awareness of getting different things checked out on Ireland?
Well, I think it's a bit of a mixed bag, I have to say. I mean, there are people who are very, good about doing their annual checks. They come and they ask. They come every year. There are other people who only come if you remind them, and then there are people who really don't want to do it. You actually have to kind of explain what the procedure is and try and persuade them and say, okay, next year, maybe next year, maybe next year.
And a lot of that's probably fear.
Yes, I think it is.
Fear of the unknown, right?
Yeah, and sometimes it's misconceptions about what the test involves, misconceptions sometimes about cost. And places like the Breast Cancer Foundation are fantastic because if people don't have insurance, we can provide a voucher. So, there's a lot of ways around poor insurance. But it's much cheaper for a healthcare system to do prevention than to treat diseases when they're already there.
Yeah.
Not in just terms and financial terms, but, across work loss. I mean, people
lots
suffering, just everything.
Yeah.
So I think focusing on that, and whenever we, see patients for whatever reason, they come in for a sore throat, we'll say, well, have you done this and have you done that? And just try and have that tick list, checklist for their age, what's age appropriate, blood test, mammogram, those sorts of things, colonoscopies. There's so many things that can be in place that could
diagnose them. And we have some great facilities here, don't we?
Health City
and everything. I mean, we're so lucky.
We are very, very fortunate. Getting appointments is easy. I mean, I've heard from people who, for example, where I come from in the UK, even in Canada, all over the world, there's access to healthcare is very, very different.
Absolutely. I mean, from the UK myself as well, and I love the NHS in the UK. They do an amazing job. But you can be waiting a long, long time for appointments because the system is so overworked. And like you say, I know not everyone has insurance, but you can help with those situations. With regard to palliative care here in Cayman, would you say, what's the sort of breadth of different palliative care methods that are going on for different diseases and treatments at the moment? Does it cover a vast range?
Yes. I mean, the principle is, and the approach is the same, is that we're providing specialized medical care for symptoms. So we won't be treating heart failure or cancer, but we will be treating the symptoms that come along with that.
Mm.
And feeling comfortable and not in pain and not having symptoms actually makes your treatment, more effective.
100%, yeah.
So palliative care is, I think, the great misconception is that it's just about end of life or just before the end of life.
Yes.
And it's not. It's so much more than that. So there are so many more people who could benefit from it.
I remember when my mum was undergoing chemo. And again, we had someone that used to come round. And when she had good days and she felt good, going to get chemo wasn't so much of a sort of dread. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it was the thought of feeling horrible and then going having to get it that made her really down,
Yeah, and I think when people feel sick, nauseated, constipated, having pain, all those things feed into them, not feeling good. So if you have specialists who know how to treat those particular symptoms and maximize your quality of life, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's trying to feel as good as you can for as long as you can.
Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what the whole team at Jasmine does. You really do the most amazing job and you help so many people. You're like the unsung heroes, because you beaver away in the background and do what you do. And I don't think necessarily people are aware of how many people that Jasmine helps, but maybe that's the brilliance of it, right? That it's not always shouted in your face. Mm. You're caring for people in a discreet way and in a caring way, which is absolutely amazing. If people want to find out more about Jasmine and what you do, where can they do that?
Well, there's a really good website, jasmine.ky, I think.
Yes, yeah.
There's a telephone number, which someone will always answer. We have nurses available 24 hours a day. But as an initial approach, probably the website is a good place to look. And then a phone call, and we're happy to chat.
You're happy to help.
Yes.
Yeah. Dr. Ginny Hobday, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank you for we're doing this great series at the moment where we're talking to all the different departments of Jasmine. And I think it's so important to highlight in the community here in Cayman what an amazing job you do and bringing awareness to people being sensible, getting things checked, and of course the different options for care that are out there for everyone as well. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.